Sirus Libetsiris is generally sponsored by the Saka family and by Yalad Avram Forman for a Fuah Shlema Hadassah Racha Bas Chana Golda. We are on the addendum to the Amida Elokai Nitzor, learning and asking for help in how to use the power of speech well, know when to speak, and also V'lim Kalalai Nafshi Zidom, knowing when to be silent. And the way to do that is to focus and concentrate that Nafshi Ke'afar Lakol Tiyah, that we always see ourselves as Afar, that we are always like the dust of the earth, Adam Yisodo me'afar, v'sofa la'afar, and therefore nothing is worth having too much tension or conflict and not need to respond, even to those who are v'lim kalalai. We left off in looking into the words, the continuation, psach libi b'sora secha, u'v'mitzvah secha tirdof nafshi. Why is the continuation, psach libi, open my heart to your Torah? So the Rebbe Yakar said, because if lashon hara is the worst use of speech, then learning Torah is the best use of speech. So we contrast the two, Netzor Lashoni Meira, and instead, Psach Libi, that I may speak about Sorah Secha. We quoted Rav Schwab, who said that a person is naturally has an inclination, a person's nature is to pursue physical world, including honor, and therefore, if indeed we're successful, V'nafshi Ka'afar La'kol Tiyah, now through that humility and through that modesty, which are the prerequisite to Torah, now Psach Libi B'Sorah Secha. If we're successful in Nafshi Ka'afra Lakol Tiyah, now I'm ready to learn Torah. The Rin is Chaim Rechaim Velazhner, Rav Chaim Friedlander, the Mashkiach of Ponovich. He quotes the Gemara in Erevin that says, "In Mesim Adam Atzma Kamidbar, Hakol Doshim." But if we see ourselves as a blank slate that everyone and everything tramples, only then we're not imposing or superimposing onto Torah, but we're letting Torah inscribe itself on our heart, and therefore Psach Libi B'Sorah Secha. But why do we use the language Psach Libi B'Sorah Secha? Open up my heart in Torah. We've shared before, it's one of our favorites, the Kotzker. Why in Shema we say, we ask Hashem that our Torah should be Al Levavecha. It should be Bilvavecha or Bilibecha. Why Al? Why is it to place Torah on the heart, not in the heart? Very famous Kotzker, we've quoted it before. Because the Kotzker says a person themselves can learn all of life, or a person can try to transmit and teach Torah to their children and grandchildren all of life. And you know where it sits? On the heart. Not in the heart, because the heart's not yet ready. The heart has an aura, there's a covering. People are defensive. People are closed and shut down from influence. People are not always looking or in a place of life or ready for inspiration and motivation. Does that mean it's not worth it? Don't bother transmitting those messages. Don't bother showing up to the shir. Don't bother learning the daf. Don't bother doing shnai mikra. What's the point? It's only sitting on the heart. It's not getting in, says the Kotzker. Place it al levavecha. And when the heart softens, when the peel lifts, then it'll go bili becha. And maybe that's b'sha psach libi b'sorah secha. All the Torah that's stacked, all the Torah that's sitting on the heart, psach libi. Let me have the humility and modesty. Let me live such a life in which I'm ready to soften and to open up my heart so all that Torah can flow, all that Torah can enter the heart, can enter the heart. It's quoted the Sefer Anilo Dodi, quotes from the Chazon Ish. Pa'amim adam omei b'tfilo mevakesh psach li b'besorah secha. Every day, three times a day, we stand and we say, Hashem, open my heart to Torah. Ach la'achar ha'tfila, choza l'darko ha'yishanu maflig l'dvar ma'cherim. But if you leave shul and you didn't mean it, if you leave shul, you say, Hashem, open my heart to your Torah, but I never open up his Torah, and I never open up my heart. Adam ze'osa sheker b'nafsho. You didn't really mean it. You were saying empty words, a little bit harsh, a little bit strong. It's not me, it's the Chazon Ish. Hare bikesh me'akash boch, shi'itin lo secha lahavin lahamik b'torah. Ach eina osa davar l'shem kach. But Hashem will open up our heart, he'll soften our heart and open our heart for the messages to enter our heart if we mean it, if we want it, if we make our effort to attempt it. But if we have a closed heart and we make no effort to learn, we don't attend any shir, we don't listen to any Torah, we don't open up any sefer, we're not interested in any Dvar Torah. So if we're not living a life that demonstrates that that's what we want, psach libi b'sorah secha, Hashem's not going to do it. So the Chazon Ish essentially is cautioning us and trying to motivate us to mean it. When you say the words psach libi b'sorah secha, mean it. What does Torah mean to you? What does life look like for your heart to be open to it entering? How will you be transformed by it? Why do you want it? And what are you looking to get from it? We have to mean it. We have to mean it when we say it. You know, we say in the Avirab, we say before the Shema, Sayim b'li b'inu l'havin l'haskil l'mod l'amod l'shma l'asos l'kayim is kol divrei Torah talmud Torah. What a chutzpah. you have an audience with the Almighty, and you tell him, you demand of him, put in my heart, same belibenu, put in my heart, lahavin, lahaskil, lomad, kayan, lishmalasos, every verb you could think of every attitude you could have towards Torah, that's a big demand. That's a long list. Who are we, and how can we say such a thing in our audience with the Almighty? So last year's flying, when we went to New York, we had an audience with Rav Schlesinger, Shlita, in Muncie. And he told us such a beautiful idea. He says, you know, you knock on a door and you get an audience with a gvir, a very wealthy philanthropist, and you need help with something. So you ask him, can you help me? And what you tell him is, I need this and that for the budget and pay this and pay the other thing and give me money, give me this, give me that, give me the other thing. Who are you? He's going to slam the door shut. What right will he have to give it to you? Who are you to ask for it? But imagine, chas v'shalom rachman al-tzlan, a person has a member of their family who's terminally ill, desperately ill, and they need access to the mumcha, the greatest doctor. And they need the resources, the money to get the treatment. Now when you knock on the door, like you mean it, you say, you have to give me this money, my child, my spouse, me. I need this money, I need this treatment, I need access to this doctor. So then the gvir doesn't slam the door. He may or may not give you the check, but he hears where it's coming from because it's genuine and real, and it is delivered like your life depends on it. Said Rav Schlesinger, it's not a chutzpah when you say to the Ribono Shalom, same belibeinu lahavin lahaskil lomad lishmal, if you mean it like your life depends on it, then there's nothing chutzpahdik about coming to Hashem with that list. But if you don't mean it when you say it, if it's just like part of Birchas Kriya Shema, you never even notice those words till I just said them now, even though you've been saying them every day for more than a few decades. So if you don't mean it, then it's a chutzpah to ask for it. But when you mean it and you feel like your life depends on it, then it's warranted, then it's genuine, and then it's going to be received in the manner in which it's said. And I think that's what the Chazon Ish is getting at. Psach libi b'sarasecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu, open my heart. I want to be a person who loves learning, who listens and lives Torah. I want it so badly. And I'm going to show you when I leave here. Because I didn't just say it, and now I leave and I don't think about it. I mean it when I say it. And that's the only right we have to say it, is if when we say it, indeed, we mean it. And then we continue, uva mitzvah secha tirdof nafshi. So why don't we need our heart open for mitzvahs? Why is it tirdof? What are we running after? Why does it continue after psach libi b'sarasecha? For all that and more, continue to listen to Siddur snippets.